From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rusty Nelson reading Back to the Rockies, Book 6 of the Ty Watkins series by Gary McMillan. Now let's begin with Back to the Rockies. Chapter 1. The sun shining the morning of April 8, 1869 promised a beautiful day. And any other time it probably would have been. Today, 14 soldiers, including Ty's good friend, Lieutenant Garrison, were to be buried in the Fort Clark Cemetery. The men's lives ended in the battle against the Apache, led by the warrior Kia, 2 days earlier. Later, Kia had been killed by Ty, and the Apache trouble was over, for a while at least. Ty, sitting at the table in his and Rebecca's home, was drinking coffee and talking to his friend Shakespeare McDovitt. Shakespeare, or Buff, as he liked to be called, was an old mountain man, one of the few original ones still alive. His best friend back in the day had been Ben Watkins, Ty's father. Since Buff had come to the fort to meet his old friend's son, he had lived with Ty and Rebecca, and he had become sort of a celebrity on the fort. All the men had heard or read stories about the mountain men, but none had actually ever met one until now. And they had a million questions for the old trapper. They also had learned what stories he had told, no matter how far-fetched, were probably true. Buff proved to them on several patrols he had scouted that at 71, he could still hold his own in fights.